السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. اللہ تبارک و تعالی ان قرآن شریف سیز دیٹ اف وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ریممبر ہیم دین ہی ول ریممبر اس. ناؤ دس از اے پرامس آف دا قرآن شریف دیٹ اف یو ریممبر اللہ تبارک و تعالی دین ہی ول ریممبر یو. یذکرکم ہی ول ریممبر یو. So there are many reasons why people make zikr. Different reasons they have. Some people are doing it, or some of us do it because we want peace of mind, which is a good intention. But it is not necessary that the person will get peace of mind with the making of zikr. It's not necessary. Because sometimes the quantity is not right. Sometimes the quality is not right. Now this person who is making zikr solely so that he gets peace of mind, and when he does not get it, then he will blame the zikrullah. So we have to be very much on guard. Shaitan has got different tricks and ploys to make us give up zikr. And one of it is this, that we do it with this intention that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, that the person who will make zikrullah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him itminan of the qalb. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Now the person started zikr. He made for a few days and he waited for this itminan of the qalb. But he did not get that contentment, he did not get that itminan and that sukoon and the tranquility. And as a result, he gave up the zikrullah. Because he said, the reason for which I was making zikr, I did not achieve. So some people make the zikrullah so that they may get itminan of the qalb, which is a good intention. But we must blame our quality of zikr and our quantity of zikr if we do not get that itminan of the qalb. Or we must blame the sins that we commit, which is that poison which we are taking together with this spiritual food. So we are not getting that itminan. So we must blame those sins. We must take the blame upon ourselves and don't blame the zikrullah itself. That is a very dangerous thing. We get many people, they say, well, I'm making zikr also, but unfortunately I don't seem to be getting anywhere. Making zikr itself is getting somewhere. If the person is making zikr, then that itself is getting somewhere. It is better than the person who is not making zikr. But when the quantity is becomes right and the quality comes right, then this person will automatically get itminan of the qalb. And together with that quality of zikr goes the diet of sins. We have to go on the diet of sins. So if we are going to make it with only one intention and one niyat, then we will never go wrong. With one niyat and one intention, if we make it, we will never go wrong. And that is that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif that if you are going to remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will remember you. Now this is a promise of Allah Ta'ala and it's a promise of the Quran Sharif. And it just cannot go wrong that the person is making zikrullah and Allah Ta'ala doesn't remember him. That much is certain. That when you make zikrullah, immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is remembering you. It is as if you are sitting in the majlis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, the person who is making zikrullah. So if we have just this one niyat, that we want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to remember us, that is why we are making zikr, then we have already reached somewhere. Then with a little bit of effort, inshallah, this person will get itminan of the qalb too. Because when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remember him every time he makes zikr with sincerity, then definitely he is going to get itminan of the qalb. But if you are going to make with other intentions and niyats, then sometimes it doesn't get fulfilled and we become despondent. We feel that we haven't achieved anything. You must always remember that one example, which is a beautiful example, and that is of that well. That when you are digging that well, in the beginning or in the early stages, what you get from there is sand, dust, stone, boulders. That's what you get. Sometimes you have to go on digging 200 meters, then after that somewhere you reach where there's now sand and water mixed. But even that is not sufficient. You have to go on digging until you will strike water, and then that water will be sufficient not only for ourselves, but for millions of others too. How many people then make use of that water? Look at the borehole that we had dug up here. How many thousands of people have already made wuzu with that water? But if we just dug 1 meter deep and said we don't seem to be getting anywhere, there's only dust coming out from here, and gave it up, we wouldn't have found any water. So in the early stages, that's how you feel like nothing is happening. Like that baby that's born, if you measure that baby on the first day, and again after a couple hours, and the next day, outwardly you won't find much of a difference. It will seem as if there's no real change that has taken place in this baby that's born. But in reality, a lot of change has taken place. Just wait for a few more days and then see what happens. So don't give it up just because we, after a few days, didn't get itminan of the qalb. Check, where have we gone wrong? Quality may not be right, quantity is not right, or we are indulging in some sense. Check, where have we gone wrong? Then you will find the difference, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making the right quantity and the right quality of zikr. What we do here is just a sample. When the person comes as a rep to your shops, then what does he come with? He just comes with a sample. He doesn't bring the 10,000 quantity one time and give it to you there. He gives you a sample. So what is done here is not sufficient. This is just a sample. After that, we have to make zikr every day of our lives, both the positive and the negative. Do that zikr which is positive, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Namaz, Roza, Zakat, Hajj, and negative, staying away from all that is haram and forbidden. In fact, that zikr takes you quicker to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے ہے ہر ایک چیز ہی بے مزہ جو نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے ہر ایک چیز ہی بے مزہ جو نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے ہے ملک کو جس کی نہیں خبر وہ حضور میرا حضور ہے نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے ہے ہر ایک چیز ہی بے مزہ جو نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے There's no enjoyment, there's no pleasure, there's no ecstasy, there's no happiness, nothing. Everything seems completely tasteless, no enjoyment of any kind. Jo nazar se apni to dur hai. Oh Allah, if you are far away from my gaze and from my sight, then nothing will have any kind of enjoyment for me. The person will have plentiful of wealth, but restlessness. The person will have all the comforts, but no peace of mind. The person will have all the luxuries of the world, but he will not find any kind of joy and happiness. The heart will be restless. Outwardly it will appear as if the person has got some kind of contentment, but inside there will be nothing. But again, we must not misunderstand. I have repeatedly said this, that it is not wealth which is the criterion. Allah Ta'ala does not look at that. A person very wealthy can have sukoon and peace of mind, and a person very poor can have sukoon and peace of mind and itminan of the qalb. And on the other hand, the poor person can be restless, and the rich person can have contentment. It depends on obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he says, kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai. But because we are human beings, we make mistakes, we err, then sometimes we get enjoyment and happiness in making ibadat, zikr, tilawat. So sometimes we are getting the happiness of ta'at. And sometimes it is i'tiraf of our qusur. We are acknowledging before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala our weakness. That, Ya Allah, there's a deficiency. I acknowledge, I confess before you that there is a deficiency. I'm not bragging, I'm not proud about my ibadat, about my zikr, about my tilawat. I'm making i'tiraf of my qusur. And this was the sifat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That although they committed no sin, but they kept on making istighfar and tawbah. So he says that sometimes I enjoy the ibadah, the zikr, the tilawat, the ta'at, and sometimes it's i'tiraf of my qusur, of my weakness. Hey malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzur mera huzur hai. But when I start making tawbah, then he says even the angels do not know what stages I reach when I make tawbah. When the tears of nadamat and shame descend from my eyes, then he says at that time even the angels are not aware what heights I am reaching. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a mode of transport that one minute we are on the ground, the second minute, next minute we are on the arsh. And especially today on Arafat, we don't know how many millions of tears, how many millions of drops of tears must have rolled down the cheeks of the Hujjaj. So these tears of nadamat and shame, they are the stars. Jo gire idhar zami par mere ashk ke sitare, to chamak utha falak par meri bandagi ka tara. He malak ko jis ki nahi khabar, wo huzur mera huzur hai. Tera zikr hai, teri yaad hai, tera naam tera payam hai. Tera zikr hai, teri yaad hai, tera naam tera payam hai. He agar naseeb teri raza, to ye hijr jaane huzoor hai. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. He har ek cheez hi be maza, jo nazar se apni tu dur hai. Teri yaad dil ki meri dawa, tera naam rooh ki hai shifa. Teri yaad dil ki mere dawa, tera naam rooh ki hai shifa. Tera bhoolna meri maut hai, tera zikr haasil tur hai. Tera bhoolna meri maut hai, tera zikr haasil tur hai. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. He har ek cheez hi bemaza, jo nazar se tu apni dur hai. Tera bhoolna meri maut hai. The day we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we must think that we have already experienced death. those who have had a little bit of taste of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, a little bit of marifat of Allah Ta'ala, a little bit of enjoyment of what we term as that bond with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the day they forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they indulge in some sin, some vice, some crime, straight away it is as if they have experienced death. It is said that the white clothes, they make zikr until they remain clean. When it becomes dusty and dirty, the zikr stops. The flowing water is making zikr. When the zikr stops, it becomes stagnant, and then it gives off stench. The leaves of the tree are making zikr. When the zikr stops, they dry up and they fall on the ground. Then we trample them beneath our feet. So everything makes zikr. The birds, the creatures, the insects, the animals in the jungles. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given everyone a different kind of zikr. I mentioned the other day at the park after Fajr when we were taking a walk there. I said that why is it that those people who have got some sort of light in their heart, if you go into a cinema or a theater or a clubhouse or any kind of place where there's a lot of haram entertainment, then even though when you're entering it at that time, nothing is taking place there. It's empty. You are entering a cinema which is empty at that time. There's some other program that's taking place, some kind of a lecture or some conference or something like that, and the person is entering that cinema. Now at that time no film is being shown there, but still from the walls you can sense darkness. There's a kind of a darkness that grips it, and you get that darkness effect on your heart in a theater, in a cinema. But first of course we have to make a little bit of purification. Again, that example that if the overall is black, then even if you work with grease or you pour a whole bottle of ink on that overall, nothing will be seen. But if it's white, then one drop of black ink, you can see it from a mile. So first we have to make those hearts a little white. But then we will sense it, that it will be darkness. Although there's nothing happening there, but it's darkness. So I mentioned to the brothers that were with me, I said, why is it that in this park, early morning, this part of the time, Fajr time, there's a freshness, everything seems very fresh. Your heart also, you seem to be getting that feeling of freshness. Yet even in the parks, people come and commit sins. During the day they are coming and committing sins, at night also people may be committing sins. But yet you do not feel that darkness that you feel inside the cinemas and theatres, even though nothing is happening there at that time. I said there could be many reasons, but one of the reasons is this, that listen to all the birds chirping. Every bird is making zikrullah this part of the morning. And zikrullah removes darkness. The effect of zikrullah is that it removes darkness. So you will sense, you will feel that no, definitely there's some kind of light and brightness. Why? Because every insect, every creature, every bird at that time is making zikrullah. You can hear the different zikrs. So it removes that darkness from that area. So if the zikrullah of the creatures and the insects and the birds can remove the darkness of the whole park, can't that zikrullah remove the darkness of our hearts? The rust and darkness will go, but make zikr with a little bit of concentration, with a little bit of sincerity, and get the quantity and the quality right, and inshallah we will experience it.
Tera bolna meri maut hai, tera zikr haasil tur hai. میں برا ہزار سہی مگر ہے کرم پہ تیرے میری نظر میں برا ہزار سہی مگر ہے کرم پہ تیرے میری نظر تو کریم ہے تو رحیم ہے مجھے ناز اس پہ ضرور ہے
میں برا ہزار صحیح مگر اسے نو میڈ ہاؤ سنفل او اللہ آئی می بی We all know what we are. But why should we lose hope in that merciful Allah? So many people, they say, we have committed so much of sins, will my Allah forgive me now? So is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now tired of forgiving? No matter what we may be, but He is Kareem, He is Rahim. As long as we make Tawbah sincerely, then accidental sins we accept. But persistence is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't accept. Just to go on and on, make Tawbah, cry here, and after that we've got no intention of giving up those sins. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq. We'll have a short zikr.
मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब यह चहें सब मेरे इरादे बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत बस अब जगा दे बस अब जगा दे हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशहूल कार में हूँ हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maaloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maaloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zulamna anfusana, ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ آج حجاج کے لیے یوم عرفہ تھا. Oh my beloved Allah, millions of people had gathered on the plains of Arafat. اے اللہ in their ihrams, their call was labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Ay Allah, millions of drops of tears must have rolled down the cheeks. Allah, your rahmat knew no bounds and no limits today at Arafat. Allah, the sinful ones, they were all confident of forgiveness of their sins because they had assembled on that Mubarak piece of ground. But oh my beloved Allah, it is not possible for everyone to be on that ground, to be there in that gathering on this Mubarak day. But oh Allah, just as you are the Allah of the Hajis, you are the Allah of the Hajis, O my Allah, you are also our Allah. O Allah, we may not be on the plains of Arafat, but O Allah, we are sitting in your Mubarak house. O Allah, we are hopeful of your mercy on this Mubarak day or night. O Allah, hum gunegar tere saamne haath phailaye hue hai. O Allah, tu hamara bhi khuda hai, tu hamara bhi Allah hai. Hum bhi gunegar hai jo maafi mang rahe hai. We too are sinners, O my Allah, who are seeking forgiveness of our sins. O my beloved Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your rahmat for us. O Allah, we have acknowledged, we have confessed that we are the greatest sinners on earth. Every hair on our body, O Allah, is immersed in sins.
Our life went by in sins. Our days and nights were passed in sins. O Allah, you witnessed everything. O Allah, you are aware of everything. But O Allah, you have promised forgiveness in these Mubarak nights. The ibadat of these nights is like the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Ay Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name. Ay Allah, jitna bada tera naam hai, itni badi hamari maghfirat farma de. Ay Allah, our lives are in your hands. Our lives are in your hands, O my beloved Allah. Our hearts are between your two fingers, O my Allah. You can change it in any direction that you wish. O my beloved Allah, just as you accepted the du'as of the hajis on the plains of Arafat today, and you are going to accept their du'as at Muzdalifah tonight. And O my beloved Allah, just as you are going to accept their du'as at the other muqamat-e-muqaddasa, O Allah, we are seeking from you in this house of yours. Ay Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. There is no other being for us besides your being. Ay Allah, tere siwa hamara koi nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. O Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us sinners, in this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak house of yours, in this Mubarak month, then oh my Allah, who else is there for us? Ay mere Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya, to tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kaha? Who is going to accept sinful ones like us? Who is going to accept the dirty hearts of ours? Ay Allah, our lives are going past. O Allah, the days of our lives are going. We do not know how much of time is left. Ay Allah, ye hamare aakhri din hai zindagi ke. Ab to durus kar de hamara maal. O Allah, these are the last days of our life. O Allah, have mercy upon us. How long are you going to keep the door of rahmat closed from us because of our sins? Ay Allah, we do not give up our evils. Why should you give up your shan of rahmat and kareemi? Ay Allah, hum apni gandagi aur nalaiki ko nahi chhod rahe hai. Tu apni shan rahimi aur kareemi ko kyun chhod de? Ay Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Mere Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we seek from you long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Bless our children with long life, our parents, our wives, our family members, the entire ummah with long life. But O Allah, give us a long life with good health, spiritual health and physical health. O Allah, let us not become the praise of shaitan and nafs. Allah, let us not become the target of nafs and shaitan. Allah, bless us with a life that is free from sins and evil. Bless us with a life that is filled with noor of taqwa. Ay Allah, noor e taqwa hame ata farma. Bless us with a life of taqwa. Bless us with a life of piety. Bless us with a life of zuhud. Bless us with a life of qanaat. Ay Allah, hame shukar ata farma. Ay Allah, shukar ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Ay Allah, tera qurb naseeb farma. Teri ma'rifat naseeb farma. Tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Ay Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. O Allah, those who gathered at Arafat today, they were informed by the angels that even if their sins were more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, more than the waves of the ocean, more than the leaves of the trees of the world, then too you were prepared to forgive them. Mere Allah, tu wohi khuda hai hamara bhi. Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, If our sins are more than the creatures, the insects, the animals, and every creation of yours put together, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, O Allah, if our sins are more than the drops of water in the ocean, then to O Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop of your ocean of rahmat is sufficient to wash away our sins. O Allah, give us the himmat and the courage. Mere Allah, ab to hame himmat de de. Give us the himmat and the courage to fight against nafs and shaitan. Ey Allah, how long are we going to remain slaves of nafs and shaitan? Ey Allah, remove the chains of nafs and shaitan from us. Oh Allah, remove the chains of nafs and shaitan from us. Ey Allah, tie us up with the chains of your muhabbat. Ey Allah, tie us up with the chains of the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, we are sick and ailing. Ey Allah, give us shifa from all sicknesses. Jo bhi bebar hai, unko shifa tamma kamila ata farma. Khas karke hamare mashayikh. Ey mere Allah, jo bemar hai, unko shifa tamma kamila hajila nasib farma. Ey Allah, unka saaya hamare saro par ta der salamat rakh. Ey Allah, jinhone teri maarifat hame samjhai. Ey Allah, teri raah hame dikhlai. Ey Allah, tu unko jazaye khair de. Ey mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Give us spiritual cure and physical cure. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with anger, with evil passions and lust. Oh Allah, we have filled our hearts with the filth of the world. Oh Allah, even a guest would not like to sleep in a room which is filthy and dirty. How can you come into such dirty hearts? But oh Allah, if we have to address the waters of the ocean, that we are filthy and we are dirty, and if we are going to dive into the ocean, then the ocean, you too will become dirty, then we will remain dirty all our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from you purification of our souls. Ey Allah, tere qabze qudrat mein hai, you can purify our hearts. Remove the evils that have embedded itself in our hearts. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ey Allah, give us hearts that are filled with taqwa, with taharat. Hame muzakka, musaffa, mujalla qulub ata farma. Ey Allah, bless us with serenity, with joy, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with prosperity. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ey Allah, in this mubarak house of yours, we are seeking from you the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Oh Allah, whatever difficulties and problems people are facing, remove the difficulties. خاص کر کے میرے اللہ افغانستان کے مجاہدین کی مدد فرما. اے اللہ, طالبان کو دوبارہ تو قابو نصیب فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to give them again the kingdom. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help our Muslim brothers and sisters of Palestine. اے اللہ, ان کے اوپر بوم گرائے جا رہے ہیں, وہ چھوٹے چھوٹے بچے پتھر پھینک رہے ہیں اور یہ ان کے اوپر بوم گرا رہے ہیں. میرے اللہ, ان ظالموں کو یا تو ہدایت دے یا ان کو ختم فرما. Either give them ہدایت, او اللہ destroy them otherwise like the عاد and ثمود. اے اللہ, you sent the ابابیل and they destroyed the army of ابرہا. اے اللہ, آج بھی تو وہی قوت اور طاقت رکھتا ہے. اے اللہ, send your angels and assist the مجاہدین. اے اللہ, all the دینی works that are taking place, accept it. اے اللہ, دین کی جتنی بھی خلائن سے خدمت ہو رہی ہے, سب کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, ایک دن اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر تیرے پاس آنا ہے. میرے اللہ, روزانہ جنازے جا رہے ہیں. We are reading in the newspapers and we are listening to over the news, oh my beloved Allah. One train gets burnt and hundreds have lost their lives. اے اللہ, ان کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ, ان کی شہادت قبول فرما. اے اللہ, we read every day how people are suddenly leaving this world. Fit, healthy, young people. And suddenly they are gone with one bullet. Mere Allah, but still it does not seem to stir our hearts. Mere Allah, so many accidents have taken away young people. One day we too have to proceed in the same direction. We haven't got the deeds that will light up our qabr. Ey Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which will light up our qabr. Ey Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, to Madina Tayyiba ke andar hame bula le. اے اللہ روزہ پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر ہمیں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما، جنت البقیع کے اندر دفن نصیب فرما. اے اللہ don't let the angel of death find us in a casino, in a disco, in a theater, in a cinema, watching some filthy movie, reading some filthy novel or magazine, popping drugs into our mouths, or with a bottle of wine in our hands, or dishing out some chip in some casino. Ay, mere Allah, or at some prostitute quarters committing zina. Mere Allah, do not let us be in any haram action at the time of our death. Don't let us be the cause of embarrassment and shame and disgrace for the Muslim Ummah. اے اللہ جب ہماری موت کا وقت آئے تو خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما. اے اللہ in this مبارک day how can we forget the حجت الوداع of my beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. 124,000 companions of his assembled on Arafat. Oh my Allah, they were not like us, each and every one with a purified heart, each and every one a shining star, each and every one of them a guiding light. And in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mere Allah, today when we go, we are chosen as leaders. But oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he was leading, mere Allah, kya majma hoga, kya ruhani. Mere Allah, what a sight that must have been. 124,000 companions in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr saying labbaik, Hazrat Umar saying labbaik, Hazrat Usman Ghani saying labbaik, Hazrat Ali saying labbaik, Hazrat Abu Huraira saying labbaik. Mere Allah, what a beautiful scene that must have been. All the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made on that occasion. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko choom karke jo maanga tha, rukne Yamani choo karke jo maanga tha, مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا, حتیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا, ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا. How much he cried at ملتزم, his beard was wet with his tears, his ihram was wet with his tears, he cried for sinful ones like us. Oh my Allah, مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے جو مانگا, زمزم کا پانی پی کر جو مانگا, صفا اور مروہ کی سیڑھیوں پر جو مانگا, مینا میں جو مانگا, عرفات کے میدان میں ظہر سے لے کر مغرب تک جو مانگا, مزدلفے کی رات رو رو کے جو مانگا. Oh Allah, bless us with all that goodness that he asked. Bless our wives, our children, our parents, our family members with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas, especially the fitna of Dajjal, that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ke sadqa tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Mere Allah, hum gande hai, siyakar hai, sab kuch hai, bande tere hai, agar tune qubool nahi kiya to hum jaye kaha. Mere Allah, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Allah, jo manga wo bhi ata farma. And oh Allah, you know what is in the hearts of all those who have gathered here. Ya Allah, the desires, the wishes, the aspirations, whatever is in the hearts of those who have gathered here and our sisters at the madrasa. Oh my beloved Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Allah, whatever we have been able to ask, bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask, give us that also. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.